This is your friend James Tawo from World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. Today, let's talk about this topic in Bible Combo mobile application dedicated for October 3rd, which says the signs of the second coming of Jesus Christ. The signs of the second coming of Jesus Christ. It is very important to talk about this right now because a lot is happening in our world. There are wars, there are rumors of war, there are circumstances, there are events, and it's like it's not going to end. As one is fading, another one is popping up. What consolation do we have in all this? Is it going to be like this forever? I bet you it's not going to be like this forever. A time is coming that a final line will be drawn, that some people will finally escape the horror and the pressure of life that we are facing here. And that time that the line is drawn, there will be a complete separation between people that are on God's side and those that are not on God's side. Those that are on God's side are going to find themselves in the presence of God, and they are going to enjoy in the presence of God forever. However, those that do not make it to the presence of God, which can also be termed as left behind people, these people are going to be left to live at the mercy of Satan. You can imagine what Satan will do when there is no kind of defense against him. Prayers won't be answered at that time. There will be no need because God has already taken his own. So people that will now be left behind will live at the mercy of Satan. I pray that won't be you, it won't be me. None of us will be left behind people. However, how can we be among the people that will be caught up to live in the presence of God forever? There is a condition that is stipulated for us to adopt. And this condition is that we must confess Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. People that confess Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior are the ones that are candidates of heaven. They are the ones that will qualify to go into the presence of God and live in the presence of God forever. Those that are left behind, not only that they will live at the mercy of Satan, a time is coming that the final judgment of God will come upon the earth. And those people, and Satan himself, the Lord is going to cast them into the place called hellfire because they are not qualified to live in the kingdom of God. They are not going to hang in the balance. It's not like if you don't make heaven, you will stay on earth. No, the Bible says God is going to destroy this existing world. So anyone that does not make it to the presence of God, that does not make it to the new earth and new heaven that God is creating, that person is not going to hang in the balance. It's going to be in hell. That won't be your portion. That won't be my portion. So what are we saying now? Let us take proactive step by confessing Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, because this is the requirement for qualifying for the kingdom of God. Please, my dear friend, this is the best decision of life you can make. Please make this decision so that the Lord can write your name in the book of life and you qualify to live in the presence of God forever and ever. Please, let's read the first portion and the lesson part of Bible Combo mobile application dedicated for October 3rd. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ will occur as if someone is daydreaming. It will be sudden and many people will be caught unaware. The scripture stated in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 2 to 3, "For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape." Oh, I pray the Lord help us. I pray that we're not going to be among the people that will be rejected in the kingdom of God. Amen. Please, let's read the lesson part of Bible Combo dedicated for October 3rd. Jesus Christ will not send a prior notice to anyone before he appears in the sky to take his saints home. We all have enough awareness about the rapture and the events that will follow it. Jesus Christ will transport his saints to heaven, but the unbelievers will be abandoned on earth to be tormented by the devil. Worse still, God will cast the devil and all his victims to everlasting fire, that is hellfire. Therefore, all people should be sensitive to current world events that indicate that this world is about to end. All people should take proactive steps to become children of God. We must confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. I pray that the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Please, let us read the prayer part together. Dear Jesus Christ, I am aware that you will appear any moment from now to rapture the saints to heaven, and I want to be raptured also. Therefore, I repent from my sins and I confess you, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. I will faithfully serve you from now on. Please write my name in the book of life and let me remain rapturable to heaven. For in the name of Jesus Christ, I make my request. Amen. It is well with you, my friend. I pray that the Lord will help you to keep your testimony as a child of God. Hold on to your faith and serve the Lord for the rest of your life. And heaven is our portion, and we shall meet in the presence of God and live with Him forever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom.